At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, has their fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products as well? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, just go to TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com. It's the way the tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We're learning, we're adjusting, we're moving, we're evolving. So if you're just like, I had people who tuned in for the third hour on Monday, like, dude, what happened? Like, no worries. We go straight to pod for the third hour. So the fact that we like to do the midway, usually it's the middle of the week, middle of the day, middle of the show. Right? 3 hour show, pick a spot right in the middle, kind of easy, right? That's the idea of the midway. So as we learn, evolve, adjust, we're going to get to the midway upcoming in 5 minutes. And today's midway is a really, really fun topic. Really fun topic. Get to that in a moment. First, tomorrow night's a big game in Cincinnati where the Bengals, who got off to a decent start, but obviously they still continue to struggle to protect Joe Burrow with their newly kind of revamped offensive line. Some of it has been injury issues as well. They get take on the Miami Dolphins, who are, of course, 3-0 and sticking their chests out. Here's Tyreek Hill talking about facing Eli Apple.
Are we playing on primetime that week? I didn't even know that.
Amazon Prime.
Are we playing on Amazon Prime?
Thursday.
Oh, that's going to be lit right there. I didn't even know that for real. But, yeah, we're looking forward to who we play.
Bengals.
Looking forward to the challenge. It's going to be fun, you know. And I can't wait to go against Eli Apple, man. I owe you, boy. I owe you. I'm here. The cheetah is here.
You can tell he's kind of selling it a little bit. Of course, he's going back to the AFC Championship game, right? The thing about Eli Apple is he's been the whipping boy for a lot of different fans, and struggled in New York with the Giants. There have been times in which he's played well with the Giants, times played well with the Bengals. With the Bengals, and we'll see on that matchup. But I love the trying to create some sort of rivalry here, but it felt sort of forced. Here's Tua when he's asked about what Tyreek said.
You know, if Tyreek is matched up with him and we call a play for Tyreek and it's one-on-one, I'm giving Tyreek a shot. Just know that he is getting the ball.
It's amazing though on how like usually unless a guy says something or runs it, usually you kind of stay away from it. Who was it? Who was the defensive back for the Steelers who was a rookie who called out Tom Brady and Tom Brady picked on him the entire game? We're like, don't ever do that one again. I don't feel like I've heard Eli Apple. Have you guys heard Eli Apple run it about Tyreek Hill? I haven't seen it. This is like all Tyreek bringing back last year into this year. I know Eli likes to talk a little bit. Obviously, his mom has been a kind of a sports talker for a period of time as well.
But no, the answer is no. Yeah, Eli Apple was asked about it, and he didn't respond, or he did the no comment. But the Bengals defensive backs said they got Apple's back.
And Doug, are you okay with things like that? Like, is there a time and place for some crap talk? I guess you'd say, where it's okay for guys to be like, "Yeah, I'm gonna get in his face." Are you okay with that as a former player and stuff like that?
I don't care. Okay, I mean, as long as that doesn't become your whole focus. If you run every route you're supposed to, if you block everywhere you're supposed to, like you're not varying off, you're doing what you're supposed to do, and you dominate a guy, then I have no issue. It's when it becomes a every time you get the ball, you're woofing, and every, like, that's enough. So there's a limit there, but no, I don't care. Doesn't bother me at all. It's going to be interesting, though, to see how the Dolphins play against the Bengals. The Bengals are a team, I mean, look, even week one and that loss to the Steelers, like that was perfect Bengals football. You don't play well, but you find a way to kind of hang around. But boy, how about that? They had some catches last week that were amazing. They still have dudes, man. Still have dudes. All right, let's get to the midway. Stuck in the middle with you. So sometimes this is sports, sometimes this is not sports. Can I do the topic today, or do you want to sell it, Jason Stewart?
No, do it.
Okay.
All you.
So I had an issue with my car last night, which continues to be an issue to today. And I don't want to sell out the car manufacturer because I do have a very nice car, but it's not a brand new car. Like, it's 5 years old. It's got a lot of miles on it, whatever. But something happened, and I had an issue like a mile and a half from my house. And so I'm sitting there like middle of the street, can't move. I just suck because I had a great day. I took my son and his buddy Colton to Magic Mountain. We rode every ride. By the way, I got a little, I can do my, in the pod, I'm going to do my my roller coaster review. But it put a bad end to a great day. And I was talking to my brother, and I was telling him how pissed I am. And he's like, dude, first world problems? Which led Jason Stewart to go, hey, let's list 10 first world problems. Right, Jason? Is that right?
I think you're conflating both here. It's there's the list that we could do, but the midway, okay, we just kind of chat about first world problems, you know?
Okay. Give me a first world problem.
I think one off the top of my head would be when people say like, my internet's out. That's a first world problem. Like, not everybody has the internet. And so when you internet goes out, it's like, oh my God, what do we do now? We don't have the internet. And it's like,
when you're gurgling on an audio of a private line Ethernet.
Exactly. So, but like my kids will do it all the time. Dad, the internet's out. I'm like, okay, read a book. I mean, what's the big deal? It'll come back eventually. So
that's a great time to use the old, somewhere in Africa right now, there's no clean water. Yeah. So deal with it. Now, this is kind of like John's in that, you know, when you get your an update sent to your phone, it's got to update now, and you can say later or right now. So once you do your update, there's always that initial adjustment, whether there's new features or something might be a little off, and I have to fight myself from getting aggravated with the phone update changes on a phone that has more technology than the first ship we sent to the moon. Like, I have to fight myself to, you know, to not get pissed off. That's a first world problem for me.
Dan Beyer, you want a first
world
problem?
I'll tell you what makes me mad. This may only be Southern California, but now when I go to Starbucks, I have to ask for my straw and stopper.
My Starbucks one is this. I'll get a nitro from it. And to get a nitro, you actually, even if you mobile order it, you have to tell them you're there because it's supposed to be fresh. And, you know, I can't believe I have to get out of the car and tell them to make my nitro. It's not just waiting for me. That is the straw and the stopper. That's a big one, too.
Yeah. No, I want to sip my cold water all day long through the lid that you've provided. Who wants a straw? My goodness.
Dan introduced something to me in recent months. Yeah. He says when you go to get your water at Starbucks, get water in a venti cup.
Yeah.
Because that Starbucks there is great. Water is great. I'm thinking maybe that's a first world problem. If you ask for a venti cup, like, no, we're just going to give you the water in the standard water cup. That would be an aggravation. First world problem.
Yeah. There's the basic ones in Southern California. The pool isn't heated, right?
Yes.
The pool isn't heated. Excuse me? Pool isn't heated. My Jordans are scuffed. My new Air Jordans. Somebody scuffed my new Air Jordans. You have Air Jordans.
My fantasy football life scoring isn't working.
Oh, I got one.
Yeah, I got one.
Internet on the plane. It's just in and out. Internet on the plane. Like John talks about, like internet at home, we have gotten to the point. I know there's rural parts of the country that don't have it, okay, and parts of third world countries. But the expectations of, I can't believe this plane doesn't have internet. The internet's in and out on the plane. Like, you know, you used to sit there in your chair for 5 hours with nothing to do. Read a book, take a nap, watch the movie, whatever. Now you're complaining about not being able to connect to the rest of the world when you can disconnect from the rest of the world.
You don't know this, Doug, because you like to time your flights where there's no waiting. But most of us, when we get to the airport, we like to put on our laptop or something. Yeah. The airport internet's great. They give you a choice of free internet or internet you have to pay for.
Pay for it.
That's another way of saying if you pay, you'll get internet. If you don't, you'll get a real crappy internet.
Yes. But I would also tell you that, like, who pays for that internet? Who goes, you know what? I could not pay for something that I could get and pay for.
That's my point. It's such crappy internet that it's almost like, I'll just pay. I think they get people to fall for that one.
I got a question, you guys. Why am I bagging my groceries?
Yeah.
You know, like.
The Midway.
Growing up, that was the thing that you did in high school for a job. You were the, checkout bagger guy. I always thought as well that they knew how to load up your grocery bags. Because when I do it, I need like 5 bags for 7 items because, things aren't placed correctly.
Yep.
Where they could fit everything in 2 because they know that boxes do this and that and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It is, man, what a pain. I have no idea where to put bananas, by the way.
The bottom. How about, I don't have any toilet paper. Can you guys give me some toilet paper? Like, you're lucky you have a toilet, running water,
John, yeah. I don't know about that one.
What?
That's like second world problem.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry for second world.
Oh, that's a first world.
I don't know. having toilet paper
the
is
midway.
Not, use your hand. Use your hand. You got a hand, right? Use your hand. I don't know. Are we all in agreement that we don't agree with John that the first world problem?
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I do think if we do second world problems, midway, I think that's a great one.
So this happened to me yesterday. So I knew of Rosh Hashanah is generally celebrated over one day. Real, like, hardcore Jews, it's 2 days. My son goes to a Jewish school. So we did this last year. We did it this year where it's like, hey, the second day, which there's no real purpose for us, that second day, let's go to Magic Mountain. Let's go to Six Flags. Last year we went. It was hot. We rode just about everything that was open twice, some of them three or four times. So I got ahead of it. Last year I bought tickets. I texted, if you guys don't know who to text, I'll tell you. And I got hooked up with tickets. He's like, how many do you need? I was like, I just need three. Don't worry, I'll send you four. But I didn't get the tickets until the night before, and then the code when I'm driving up. So I'm there and I'm like sitting there waiting. And because of the cell service at the park, right at the gate, we want to get in, like they want to walk in right at 10 o'clock or right at 10:30 when it opened. So it's like 10:32 and my phone wasn't loading. And I might have had to go and back and buy one ticket because the extra ticket was on a different email or something. And my son's like, come on, let's go. It's 10:32 and park open at 10:30. I looked at him and I go, hey, dude, these are first world problems, right? Whether we have to buy a ticket or we get free tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain when everybody else in the world is working or going to school, these are first world problems.
Yeah, how about the family that drove across country only to have that park closed when they showed up?
Wally World? Wally World.
Yeah.
By the way, Vito just texted me. It's a really good point. Dan talked about bagging his own groceries. How about where you have to check out your own groceries?
Self-checkout.
You got the self-checkout there. And you just sit there and you look at that self-checkout line, you're like, there's nobody there. You could totally do it. And then you go over there and there's, inevitably, every time you do the self-checkout, you have to go and ask for help.
Exactly.
Please ask an attendant.
Exactly. So I'm not sure what time we're saving here or what payroll we're saving if you have to have an attendant there. That's a good one, Vito.
I went to, I don't know if I want to name the store. Let's just say that rhymes with Shawl Start. Okay. And this may be first world pandemic problems.
Oh. Callart? Callart.
Okay. Yeah. They had 20 spots designated for pickup.
Done,
okay,
right?
the likelihood that 20 people at the same time would all go to Walmart to get their stuff picked up.
Well, slim and none. It's so good. You're so good. Can I put another one to it?
Sure.
Here's one. People that mobile order their groceries and then they complain about the quality of the fruit and vegetables that were picked out for them.
Yeah.
You're not picking it out.
Cuz Charlie,
like dude, I cannot believe there's a bruised banana in here.
Thanks, Charlie.
Yeah. Yeah. Some kids like, "I just tried to get the best bananas for you, Mr. Gottlieb."
The Midwest.
That's a bruise on the banana. Okay. One, it adds sugar to it. It throws up my glycemic index. That's not good. Okay. What I want you to do, march back there and get me a better banana. I got people who complain about somebody else picking out their fruit. Right.
Love it.
I mean, did you hear Eddie Murphy complain at all about his wipers? No. That was a nothing.
Trading places.
Nothing on that line. No, what is America? Coming to America. No. Remember?
That was a deep one. That was a tough one to decipher.
You guys don't remember? Wipers! The very start?
Don't worry, Doug. I had a joke earlier, and all three of them are talking in the studio about, you know, what's going on with my, you know, fantasy baseball. So I thought we were left hanging. Or it was Dodger talk.
No, that was it. All right, let's go. Everybody gets one more. Jay Stu, go one more.
Jeez.
First world problems.
Wow.
I'll give you one. Ovens. No, I'm kidding, John. I'm just kidding.
Sorry. Again.
Yeah, dude, I mean, these people that have microwaves and stuff and electricity, how spoiled are you?
How about this? Yelling at your smart device when they keep getting it wrong. Why can't you get it right? When you say, turn on the lights and they say, you want to turn on the fights? What fights? That's a first world problem.
Dan Byer?
Oh, man. I'm tapped out.
I got one.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got one. I'll help you out. When you go into your streaming, whatever, app, and you want to watch it, pick up where you watch that show, and it keeps getting you to the start of the show, and you have to fast forward to it. Like, oh, this stupid thing. It doesn't remember where exactly I was in that show. So now I got to start all over and then fast forward through it.
Nice.
Or on demand, right? When you get on demand, you're like, oh, I can watch any show I want, anytime I want, on demand. You're like, I can't fast forward. I got to watch this ad. No way. This sucks. Why do I got to watch an ad on demand? This is weak.
The Midway.
first world problems.
Yep, first world problems.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. What year is this? No, I know it's 2022, John. I was sorry to cut you off.
This was 1980, Blondie's Auto American album. Rapture.
Wasn't what I meant, but okay. I do appreciate that, John.
Sorry.
What I meant was Joey Bosa out for a while with a groin surgery, right? Joey Bosa hurt again. Rashawn Slater out for the year, and the Chargers appear to be charging already this season. Daniel Jeremiah joins us. He's an NFL analyst, co-host of Move the Sticks podcast. You see him on the NFL Network, and he's the radio analyst for the Chargers Radio Network. Is the season already lost?
Well, I thought you might ask see how my voice was doing, Doug. I just want to let you know my voice is healthy, strong. I'm going to be able to go this week in Houston, so you know, that's where the injury news stops with the Chargers. So it's pretty crazy. I was talking to Money before halftime and said, you realize they're down 5 Pro Bowl players right now, right? 5. Pretty nuts.
Is the season lost?
I don't think it's lost. It's such a long season, and you know they've got hit with their injury stuff now. And outside of Slater, it looks like everybody else will be back at some point in time, and the quarterback will be healthy by the second half of the season. So, you know, to me, I think they've got a chance to try and, if you look at the schedule, just try and steady the ship here these next few weeks, and then, we'll see who plays left tackle for them. You know, they've drafted Jamari Sawyer out of Georgia. Maybe they give him a shot, see what he can do. But it's a huge injury with Slater. It's a huge loss, but no, I wouldn't say the season's lost by any stretch.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, let's ping pong around the league a little bit. The Patriots are playing very unpatriot-like football. A ton of turnovers, right? Just fumbles when you're going down to try and win the game. Mac Jones, a second-year player, throwing three picks. It feels like those things are more fixable than you're just not any good, but I could be wrong. Are they bad, or are they just committing dumb turnovers that can be remedied?
Well, I mean, I think that the concerns that existed about the offensive hierarchy on the sideline and their inexperience on the offensive side of the ball was a concern, and then you get off to a start here where you're turning the ball over a ton. I think that's cause for concern, especially when you look around the division. I know we're 3 weeks in, but you look at the Dolphins and the Bills and the Patriots, with Mac Jones being hurt, and you look at their upcoming schedule. I think they have like the Packers and the Lions coming up. That could get away from them pretty quick.
Could really get away from them very, very quickly. Conversely, you have teams off to a hot start, like the Miami Dolphins. They're going up to Cincinnati, and they're kind of sticking their chest out. But, I mean, it should be pointed out, the Bills, if McKinney didn't get out of bounds, he gets out of bounds, they got a chance at a game-winning field goal. You know, the Ravens really dominated them for about three quarters of the game. Like, how good are the Dolphins, really?
I think they're fun. I think they're dynamic. I think they're explosive. But, yeah, I mean, they had a big, a big emotional win over the Bills. I still think over the long haul, I think the Bills are a better team than they are. I think Tua's playing really, really well right now. I think they're a good team is what I'm getting at. It's a good team, Doug, but I don't necessarily think this is a team that's going to win their division, much less the conference.
The thing that's interesting to me is we've gotten like 3 weeks in, and you're like, well, you got to put this guy in the MVP discussion. That guy, like, it's 3 weeks into the season. It's kind of like you said. Like, how do you handle that?
Yeah, look, it's just fodder, But it's a very, very small sample size, and I know it's only a difference of one game, going from 16 to 17. But I feel like I've never had more "it's a marathon" conversations with friends around the league about where we are right now, and it's like this is almost still the preseason to most of these teams. It hasn't even really got underway yet.
Okay, so I'm watching the Eagles. They look very, very good. They got a great offensive line. Dante Smith looks like the guy who won the Heisman Trophy, right? And Jalen Hurts looks improved, but they haven't played great competition as of yet. How real are the Eagles?
Well, I think Jalen Hurts is one of the most improved quarterbacks I've seen over the last few years with what he's done in his game and his development. So, hats off to him. He's playing at a very high level. I think Howie Roseman deserves a lot of credit for all the jokes that he got for, Justin Jefferson not being their selection and them taking Jalen Reagor. He solved that problem. He might not have Justin Jefferson. He went out and got A.J. Brown on the cheap. We draft Devontae Smith. You've got Dallas Goedert. They've got real weapons. I think they have the best offensive line in the NFL. I think they have one of the deepest defensive lines in the NFL. And the quarterback's playing well. So, you talk about the schedule, but I don't think anything about them has been fluky. I think Detroit, I think that first week you're kind of like, oh, my gosh, the Eagles gave up 35 points to the Lions. Like, how does that happen? And then now you're seeing Detroit, again, good offensive line, a really, really good play caller in Ben Johnson, and some weapons. Detroit is not a bad football team. So, yeah, I give the Eagles credit. I think they're a good squad.
I know you've seen some of this tape. Carson Wentz constantly under duress, but he also holds the ball way too long. Who's more to blame, the offensive line or the quarterback?
on that tape, watching that one specifically, I would put more on the quarterback. And it's some of it's a lot of it's him holding the ball. Some of it's him drifting into pressure. Just, you know, kind of the lack of pocket awareness. I put that on him. But they've also got to do a better job of trying to get him comfortable, get him on the move, move him around, and kind of let him, you know, protect him that way, because, man, he was holding it forever in that game.
What's going on with the Raiders?
Well, I think the two things that we had question-wise were the offensive line and the secondary, and I think we've seen in instances this year that both those issues have popped up. And I also think, you know, in terms of Derek Carr and Josh McDaniels being on the same page and kind of, you know, having some connection there, it just hasn't existed. So, I mean, those are three pretty big reasons why they're the only winless team in football.
I mean, huge reasons, huge reasons. Okay, so we saw, I mean, Sunday night was a debacle, right? Debacle with both offenses. Let's start with Russell Wilson. There was that last drive, which felt like a Russell Wilson drive. He moved a little bit more, and they found a way to get it in the end zone. But it continues to be punt after punt after punt and really stagnant offense. When you watch tape, what's missing with the Broncos?
There's no rhythm at all to what they're doing. And some of that is, you know, Russell going kind of to some of the Carson Wentz stuff, holding the ball a little bit too long, just not finding a groove, not being comfortable, and just kind of marrying up what he does, you know, with Nathaniel Hackett and how that's all going to come together. So I think that that's a group that I'm not going to freak out. Obviously, they found a way to win a couple ball games here, very ugly fashion. But I think we're going to see them get more comfortable offensively as they feel each other out. It's just been good for them that even though it's been ugly, you know, the defense hasn't given up, what, more than 17 points in any of these three games. So, you know, we talk about Russ and what's wrong with him and Hackett and screwing up some of these in-game decisions. But, man, lost in the shuffle as a defense is pretty darn good.
Yeah, defense is pretty darn good. All right, other side with Jimmy G. Look, I know he didn't have training camp. I know he's coming off a shoulder injury. But, I mean, you can't step out of bounds. And you can't step out of bounds in the end zone. And then, you know, just staring down a receiver when there's a safety right there in the box that he threw it to. When they need to go down and score, he's not playing well. How much of that is him, and how much of that is the play calling?
Well, I think it's the quarterback, to be honest. I think that's who Jimmy is. He's got a hard ceiling over his head. It's not ideal to not have any any training camp snaps. It's not, you know, I give him a little bit of grace for that, but I just feel like he kind of is who he is at this point in time. We all know where Jimmy is. When everything's perfect around him, he's got a chance to be successful. But he's not going to be able to create. He's not going to be very dynamic or explosive. And, you know, we've kind of seen that so far. And now they've got some injuries on their offensive line, which would be a concern. I'll be honest with you, I confessed to this the other day on our network. That game was you know, it was a close game, Doug, but it was so boring that I actually flipped on a gingerbread house baking competition show. And that is a factual true story.
Did it motivate you to go out and get stuff for a gingerbread house already, even though it's like 100 million degrees in Southern California?
Yeah, it's too hot. It's too hot for that. But yeah. It had me contemplating, you know, hey, maybe a couple weeks cools off a little bit. We go get ourselves a little gingerbread house.
Yeah, we had a little fog this morning near the coast. So that's a sign of things cooling down at some point. So we'll see if that lasts. Daniel Jeremiah, our guest, Move the Sticks is the podcast. Of course, he calls Charger games. You see him on the NFL Network as well. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, I'm fascinated by the Lamar Jackson thing, right? Like, people want to use his first three games. Oh, now you got to give him the 5 years guaranteed. Like, no, I mean, he still runs a ton, and that still gives me caution. First couple games in, he doesn't appear to be in any way hesitant towards running the football, which some thought might be an issue because he wants that big contract. What do you think happens now that we've seen Lamar Jackson go back to the dominating Lamar Jackson statistically we have in years past?
Yeah, I mean, a couple things. Number one, they're, you know, he's throwing the ball really well down in the red zone, which is a, you know, that's a sign of a big time quarterback, because the windows are shrinking and got to have it plays, and he's been really good down there. You know, I break down the runs with him every week, Doug. He's, you know, thus far he hasn't taken shots at all. I mean, he's been very productive, especially last week. A lot of inside, like power reads, zone reads, and things like that. He's, you know, he's getting big chunks of yards in the middle of the field, and he's protecting himself and giving himself up when he needs to. So that, to me, is the best formula for the Ravens as a team. And if he can continue to, you know, protect himself like he did there, it's going to be the best thing for him. But, you know, this has never been about whether or not Lamar can play. It's going to be about whether or not he can hold up. If he plays like this, like he's playing, and he doesn't miss any time, he goes into the offseason, it's going to be very hard for anybody to make an argument, you know, against him being the highest paid player in the league. It's just, if he keeps this up, what we're seeing right now.
Cooper Rush, what are your thoughts watching that tape?
Accurate, efficient. You know, I think he's somebody that's still, you know, small doses. We always would talk in scouting about quarterbacks that can get you through a game, can get you through a few weeks when your starter goes down. I still think he's a high-end two. I don't think he's a low-end one. I disagree with Jerry Jones on that one. But, you know, hey, they've done a nice job of simplifying things for him, and he's executed. You know, it wasn't a world-beater team against the Giants, but I tip my cap. He got the job done.
Yeah, Micah Parsons might be the best defense player in the league, boy. That guy.
Whew.
I mean, he's.
Yeah, he can go.
Oh, he can go. Daniel Jeremiah, well, listen, enjoy Houston. Once again, another game against the Texans with half the roster, but we'll see if it's good enough half the roster. thanks for joining us.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
It's Doug Gottlieb's show on Fox Sports Radio. Let's get to the press.
The press.
Fire.
Well, Doug, I took in the Manning cast on Monday, and like many people, they heard Eli Manning kind of take a shot at Russell Wilson and his contract. And talking about the Broncos punter, Eli Manning said that maybe Corliss Waitman should have gotten the, in Eli's words, $235 million.
Right.
Everybody laughed. It was a good joke. Russ, what, got 249, I think was the exact number. Anyway, Russell Wilson, Doug, may have had the last laugh in all of this, responding to Eli Manning's comments today.
Don't want Chad Powers? Chad Powers, you know. I'm 3-0 against Chad Powers, you know. It's part of the game, man. We're just having, those guys are having fun, you know, and everything else. I have a lot of respect for Peyton and Eli and those guys. Those guys, I mean, you know, I've always looked up to those guys. So I'm not stressing about it.
No disrespect, but I'm 3-0 against Eli Manning. That's what he just. That's what he said.
It's a great comeback. I want you to hear again. Listen closely to the reporter's exaggerated fake laugh after Eli or after Russell says Chad Powers. Listen to this.
You talking about Chad Powers? Chad Powers. You know.
Like totally not. Not equivalent to the joke that it was.
Nope.
He may win an SB for it. I'm sure they'll have best joke at a press conference so they can give Russell Wilson a trophy.
Classic.
Yeah, classic.
Classic Russell. Classic Russell Wilson. That Russell Wilson, genuine comedian.
By the way, was Chad Powers supposed to be is it supposed to be like a knockoff to Kenny Powers?
Or do they, I don't just know, felt but like I don't know the, anybody who didn't think that was Eli Manning. Like I watched the thing.
He has like a different nose, but that really doesn't do much to throw you off, right?
I mean, there was at no point in time did I not think that looks like Eli Manning.
I told the guys.
I don't think anybody thought that was that. Everybody knew that was some kind of goof.
I want to do undercover boss with the anchors here.
Oh.
See if they'll know who I am. Maybe they'll figure out who you know how to train me. Although I train the anchors.
What would your name be like?
Chad Powers.
What?
Chad Powers.
Man, that name's been used before, but you know.
Maybe Jacksonville. Like Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa officially listed as questionable for that game against the Bengals. Again, the white Bengal uniforms coming out.
I know how excited you are. You are so excited about those uniforms.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're really good.
Washington's going to wear their alternates against the Cowboys coming up on Sunday. The black helmet for the Commanders, black uniform.
That's pretty cool.
Not really. I don't know.
They actually stink, and their uniforms are and their mascot is a commander.
It's over, Johnny.
Other than that, it's awesome.
Maybe it'll look a little different in person or in game form, but so Commanders also having. I think there's another alternate as well that is slipping my mind.
Alternate to the alternate.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston's alternate is Andy Dalton. He took first team reps in practice. Winston, though, says he wanted to practice. Coaches wouldn't let him. He still believes that he will be on track to play Sunday against the Vikings in London.
I'll be there and I'll throw interceptions in London, just like I threw interceptions stateside.
Doug mentioned this earlier with a tear in his eye. Joey Bosa placed on IR following groin surgery, but there is hope that the Chargers defensive end will be able to return later on this season.
Torn groin sounds pretty bad.
Yes.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, groin surgery doubles down on the painfulness of it. Sunday night game between the Chiefs and Bucks could be moved to Minneapolis. That's the place if Tampa can't host the game because of Hurricane Ian. No deadline for a decision to move the game.
What is the thinking behind Minneapolis? I mean, other than it's a dome, and I guess it's a hub?
Dome number one. Yeah. Also, I had read, and I think it was, is it Soren Petro who hosts in Kansas City?
Yes.
He pointed out that it's part of the agreement that the NFL had made that if, you know, if a team is in London, like their stadium be available if there was something like that. So I guess that's part of it. That's why it would be one of the options.
Well, it's also I'm looking at the domes this week. Detroit's in use, Dallas in use, Atlanta's in use, New Orleans is in use, Houston is in use.
New Orleans isn't in use,
right?
They're in
week
London.
Why not play New Orleans?
I don't know. Maybe because it could be parts of this. You know.
You're right. That's the only one. But all the other domes are in use, ironically, except for Arizona. Arizona's not in use. New Orleans is not in use. And that's it. And Minnesota. Those are the three.
A couple of other NFL injury notes. Miles Garrett
not. LA's not in use. I'm sorry. I keep adding to it. Miles Garrett not. I'm sorry. Go.
That's all right. I think the Tokyo Dome is also available if
Tokyo
they want
Dome
to go.
Is.
Yes.
Tokyo Dome is.
Right.
Mars Stadium is available as well if they would like to play.
The Dog Dome in McPherson, Kansas.
Right.
Dog Dome.
A Kibbe Dome, right? And
Kibbe Dome, definitely. Yeah. Why didn't anybody play in the Kibbe Dome?
That would be great. And again, college football playoff talks continue to go on. No agreement yet on if the expanded 12-school playoff would be in place in 2024. More meetings tomorrow and then some video conference calls over the next couple of weeks. Trying to get it done, just not done yet. And that's The Press.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was The Press.
All right, pod hour upcoming. So you can, wherever you download The Doug Gottlieb Show on podcast form, you can download the pod-only version. I'll give you a complete roller coaster review. Little tidbit on the roller coasters. I think I rode on two all-time great ones yesterday. All-time. Byer, are you a roller coaster guy?
No, not at all.
Ramos?
Used to be, but not much anymore.
Stu?
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, all that stuff.
Well, good. That's why. That's good that you're on the pod. The other two be like, I don't even like roller coasters. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, coming up on the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast, we'll talk roller coasters. Plus, Russell Wilson, not a great line. It's next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.